First in this turbulent week, a lot of tragedy too, but first to the credibility of the German car industry, which entered the German election campaign as an issue this week, accused by Chancellor Angela Merkel of having gambled away unbelievable trust. The car makers are under pressure over accusations that emerged last month that VW, BMW, Daimler, Audi and Porsche had engaged in cartel-like or collusive behaviour over the details, technical details of diesel exhaust treatment systems. Now, this comes on top of last year's VW cheating scandal, where some of their cars, if you recall, had software in diesel engines that could detect when they were being tested and changing the performance accordingly to improve test results. Now, in practical terms, this means consumers have been dudded, and there's a lot more air pollution too than originally thought. Many European cities are now pushing, for instance, for bans on diesel cars. So what does it mean for Germany's reputation and its diesel car owners? Bertel Schmidt is the editor of an auto industry website, Daily Kanban. He's been covering the car industry for decades. Welcome, Bertel.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good indeed. Who uncovered this, just to set us off, Bertel?
The scandal was that scandal which you are referring to right now, the cartel scandal, has been blown about 4 weeks ago. Actually, there were two reports. There was one report in Spiegel, and there was a similar report in Handelsblatt. What has happened is that 4 weeks ago, documents appeared in these German media, which is said, saying that top automakers, Volkswagen, Daimler, and BMW, have secretly colluded on everything ranging from the specs of parts to its suppliers. So that's called a cartel.
Right.
That story is, as you mentioned, is especially juicy because it looks like this German car cartel has actually laid the groundwork for the Dieselgate scandal, which has broken 2 years ago. Yeah.
Mm.
And it's even getting juicier because two of the three car companies not only cheated their customers, they also pulled the wool over the head of a third co-conspirator, namely BMW.
It does sound extraordinary. If it is proved to be true, what was the motive for the car makers?
I can only assume, okay, these meetings between German car makers have been going on forever. The meetings were, they're not at each other's throats, as you would believe. They have forever have been exchanging information. These meetings were organized by the German Car Manufacturers Association, BDA. However, the meetings you are referring to, and this scandal is referring to, were private meetings, and the other members of the association were not invited to these meetings.
I should make it clear, VW and Daimler have refused to comment. BMW denies that it colluded with rivals. However,
right,
they say there's nothing particularly unusual in working with other
Exactly. Cameras,
and which is your point. So these sort of extra level of meetings, does it translate practically into a loss of faith in diesel as a technology? And if so, what are the implications of that?
I don't think so. The experience, the industry experience, is that these scandals usually impact very little, if at all, on the trust of consumers. Usually, stuff like this is quickly forgotten if it even registers. Okay, in the industry, we always say, this is stuff that is only of interest to the media and is of interest to politicians, but not of interest to customers. Proof of it is that Volkswagen, which was in the midst of a huge scandal in 2016, in the same year, they became the world's largest automaker.
Hmm.
Okay. Their sales did not crater. In the opposite, people usually do not care.
However, can I interrupt you? Because
Yeah. We've
got several European cities banning
diesel.
And in fact, the use of diesel has dropped by about 10 or 12%. Quite considerable.
Yes, exactly. People are not worried about it. People do not have any moral qualms about driving diesel cars, which are polluting or even poisoning people. Okay, I mean, this stuff is creating exhaust gases, which, according to European agencies kill 70,000 people a year.
But they don't. But they don't. They don't contribute to global warming. That's the issue, isn't it? That they don't have CO2 emissions.
Different story. What they worry is that they may not be able to drive in the inner cities. When the diesel scandal started in 2015, you saw no change in the diesel take rate in Germany. The minute the discussions came up that diesel cars would be banned from cities, the sales started to deteriorate. And recently they deteriorated sharply at the same rate as these headlines appeared in media. So people are just worried, and they're rightly worried. I mean, look, 50% of cars in Germany are diesel cars. Most of them are, of course, driven in cities because that's where people live. I would say that, you know, half of the cars in Europe where you are cannot drive anymore. People would be concerned.
So this is why, if I read it correctly, this high levels of pollution worry in cities is starting to become slowly quite an issue. And you've got this federal election coming up in Germany. The parties are taking positions on it. I mean, what's the feeling, Bertel? Have the parties been too close to the car makers? Is that a related issue?
Yes. Also, the auto industry in Germany is incredibly important for the economy. There are about 1 in 10 jobs in Germany is somehow connected to the auto industry. So there have always been mentions of that the auto industry, the politicians or the governments live in some kind of, what do you call it in Australia?
A bubble.
No, you call it a de facto relationship.
Oh, I see. Got it. I'm with you. Yes, yes.
So they're married. Okay. You also see that, for instance, I mean, the prime minister of the state where Daimler and Porsche are, Baden-Württemberg, the prime minister is a member of the Green Party. Even he is defending Daimler against the critics in his own party.
Interesting.
I mean, the politicians are in a very, very tough spot. On one hand, they have signed on to a commitment to reduce greenhouse gases in Europe by 2021 drastically. They have signed on to a commitment in Paris to reduce greenhouse gases a lot by 2050. And on the other hand, they have to protect their industry. And they have to protect their own jobs because they might be voted out.
So incidentally, if they were found guilty of crossing this line from reasonable cooperation to something more nefarious and more collusive, what might the fines be imposed by the EU?
I guess both companies who reported themselves, and that is Volkswagen and Daimler, reported themselves to the authorities, they already more or less admitted the cartel law has bearings on their meetings. Because otherwise they would not have reported themselves. They reported themselves in order to get a discount on the fines. Mm. The fines are 10% of your last year's revenues. Okay? It's a lot of money.
Wow. Yes.
And that would be 20 billion euro for Volkswagen, 15 billion for Daimler, and 9 billion for BMW.
Oh, goodness.
For Volkswagen, that would be on the same order of magnitude as what the diesel gate scandal cost them so far in the US.
Do you know, the Americans and the Japanese car makers must be absolutely licking their lips at this. Yes. To watch their German competitors in such bother, surely.
Yes and no. Okay. The amount of hybrid cars sold in Germany raised slightly, okay, slightly. I think it's about 2% or something. And of those, half of them are made by Toyota, which kind of owns the hybrid field. The Japanese automakers need to be a little bit careful because also they have been supplying the European market with diesel cars. So you will not hear them jumping up and down.
So to finish, Bertel, getting back to consumer choice, Do you think this is likely to prompt more consumers to choose petrol cars?
Actually, it does. The diesel sales are going down a lot, but what people are buying are petrol cars. Petrol cars are going up drastically by the same rate as diesel cars are going down.
And you have, and not electric cars, by the way. Electric cars are still minnows, you know, small fry.
Electric cars are still below 1% market share. Okay, and that, on the other hand, that worries, I mean, adds another problem to the politicians, because they were bidding on diesel cars to help them meet these goals, which actually they do not. And the diesel cars as a whole, bottom line, produce actually slightly more CO2 as the petrol cars, simply because people tend to use the savings on diesel cars to buy themselves bigger cars. Okay, so bottom line is the same CO2 is being produced. The savings, the diesel car savings, would be only with smaller diesel cars. However, these cars are, A, not being bought as much as before, and also they will be the cars which will be affected first when the auto manufacturers have to switch to really clean exhaust.
Well, that was my final question, really. Will the German car makers have to look to new technology in a way they haven't thus far?
The days of diesel are numbered, okay. Nobody is in investing more money anymore into diesel R&D. It's not the future.
So okay. What's coming then?
I have nothing against electric cars, but they have problems. They have problems in range, they have problems in price, and they have problems in infrastructure, and they have especially problems in charging time. Mm. Okay? They take too long. So people are not buying them in the quantities needed. I think, personally, eventually people will start buying or being made to buy plug-in electric cars.
That is
going to be a short-term solution.
Bertel Schmidt, thank you very much for those insights.
Anytime.
Bertel is editor of the auto industry website Daily Kanban, joining us from Tokyo, the only place, as he says, you can cover half the world's car industry by train. And we are working up a bit of a special on disruption in the car industry coming up on Saturday Extra in weeks to come.